Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after three visits. So pick up yours today.
Lakes Dragway, pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show, 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan, and you can reach us on Facebook at 1057FMTheFan, yeah, Sports Radio, 1057FMTheFan.
It's been a good show today.
It has been fun, and I don't even know what the heck has happened for the last, like, four hours.
Myself and Mike Clemens, Mike did it first, put out a tweet at NFL Films. If you guys can go to our Twitter page and retweet that, we'd like for them to do a what's the story they do?
A football life.
A football
Saw
life.
Saw that, yeah.
On Botstar. Leroy, if you want to retweet, it'd be great.
Wait a minute. They've never done that.
No, he doesn't have one. But Vince Lombardi does, and he's in it. But
that's embarrassing.
We need for them to do one on Botstar.
So wait, if you want to number 15?
Yeah. If you want to retweet that, Leroy, that would be greatly appreciated. If anybody want to retweet that, we're trying to get their attention to do a story on a football life. I think it's fitting, right? I mean,
right,
for sure. Should have been done by now.
A long time, yes. Right? You know, you think about it, because Lofton was right. At one particular time, he was one of the top four or five players.
The problem is half his team has died now.
Yeah, they are.
So, I mean, you're running out of time if you're going to do this.
And look how long it took him to get Jerry Kramer in there.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And wasn't that our biggest fear for Jerry?
Yeah.
Was that he wasn't going to be able to see this?
Just like they did the snake, Ken Stabler. I mean, Stabler should have been in a long time ago. He dies, then they put him in. Come on, folks.
That's what we do. We don't. You go to people while people are alive. You don't spend enough time with them. You don't appreciate them, and then they're gone. And then people fall on the floor.
Come on, folks.
So yeah, we need to get.
What lane we in, cuz?
The right lane of today's Wendy's Big Show on Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. The 5 o'clock hour. Is this roster good enough for the Bucks to win an NBA championship? Gary Ellerson.
You know, if you look at this team right now, Baby Tosh, I say they have enough to be in the championship game next year. I think it's a process. I think it's a growing process. And I don't necessarily disagree with what Steve is saying about Middleton and about Bledsoe. Yeah, they need to get better too. But I think Giannis is the player, to me, that has to make the biggest jump. He's the straw that stirs his drink. He's the player that can have true greatness. These other guys is going to be – they're not even going to be Scottie Pippen. They're
good players.
Yeah, I mean, let's see, who's the coach for Golden State?
Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr, no.
Steve Kerr was a very good role player on the championship team.
Middleton's not even, you know, Middleton's not Scottie Pippen.
Not a Hall of Famer.
No, I mean, and never will be. So they can get a little bit better. I mean, but the guy that's going to make the biggest jump is Giannis. And as he goes, that team is going to go. Now, if Giannis continues to be like this, no. Now, if you're saying, hey, let's go get a Chris Bosh or a D Wade beside him, yeah, then he may not have to do much. Right?
But he's going to have to right now.
Right now, he's going to have to do a lot. So, yes, I think, because I think his game is going to get better, this is a championship. Now, can they win a championship? I don't know. But they have enough to get to the finals.
Steve?
I don't know. Gary and I disagreed with this earlier. Eric Name and I disagreed about
no,
this.
No, I just kind of agree with you just now.
I know. I just...
To a certain extent.
Look, everybody's going to be on Giannis because he's the best player and all that. And, like, Leroy said earlier, everybody buys is going to buy his shoes and all this other stuff.
Yeah, buy nobody else stuff.
Fine. But for me, knowing that he's going to improve to a certain degree going into next season, is John Ward going to be totally fixed? Mm. Is all of a sudden he going to have, you know, Hakeem-like post-game? You know, will he be better? Yeah, probably he'll be better somewhat. But I think Middleton and Bledsoe, if you are going to bring this team back together and pay an exorbitant amount of money to keep Chris Middleton, if that's what you're going to do, then both of these guys need to know their roles more than apparently they know them right now. There cannot be nights where Chris Middleton takes 9 or 10 shots. And the same with Eric Bledsoe. Both those guys got to be getting their 15 shots every night and have to be aggressive. Bledsoe has to be aggressive going to the rim, has to be aggressive in what he does defensively, game in and game out. Like, he was first team all defense, and that was for a reason, because he played a lot better defense this year than he ever did the previous year with the Milwaukee Bucks, where he played sometimes. He played a lot more consistently on that side of the floor. Now, offensively, he's got to find his role, and I compared it earlier to Miami with Wade Bosh and LeBron James, how it took them a while to all figure out their roles before they started to click, and I'm hoping that this is a wake-up call for those other two guys to improve themselves and take another step offensively, but also know what their roles are. Mm-hmm. And on those nights when Giannis isn't doing their thing, not to be afraid to go kind of try and be the man on that given night and try and help carry this team, because they did not do their jobs in this series. They didn't.
Is this roster good enough to win a championship? That's the right lane, the center lane. What did you make of Giannis walking out of his press conference after Game 6 after the Bucks lose 194? Leroy Butler, former Green Bay Packer, I ask you that question as somebody that had to sit or stand in those situations after tough losses like that, after losing a championship.
Yeah, I've had media training. It was something.
But you know, a lot of teams don't do that anymore.
I know, and it's sad because we sit there and watch your guy implode, and you did nothing to help him. Here, listen.
It's strange because the media is only growing that you would then stop it at this point.
And this was before social media, of course.
This was like 30 years ago, almost. Roy. Where was this? Was
yeah, it was a what? 1990.
How long ago that was? Baby,
let me see now. 29 years.
Did I say 30? Just about
30 years ago.
Well, round up.
You're an old man over there.
But I was sitting there minding my business just from Florida State. 3-day holdout wasn't my fault. Tom Brosh didn't want to cross a T, but hey, we'll move on.
Oh.
And
a little angry about something, ain't
he? No, that was my guy. I loved him. He gave me what I wanted. Somebody sat next to me. I didn't know who it was at first. I thought one of my teammates, I don't know. Lee Rimmel. One of the smartest guys I ever met.
Right.
Sometimes.
Love Lee Rimmel, cuz.
He said, "We've lost a lot of games, Leroy. You know, in the 80s or whatever."
Why you gotta be bringing that up like
that? Well, this is how he put it. Lost a lot of games.
Some I didn't feel like it was a shot at you.
I think that you're gonna be a great player, and you're gonna have to deal with the media. So let's just talk about it. I'll say, okay, because he knew I was a very loquacious guy. You know,
loquacious.
I like that
a little
word,
bit,
loquacious.
You know, may step out a little, may get called up to the, you know, principal's office, which was Mike Holmgren. He just told me how to deal with the media. Media training 101, you can accept it or you can discount it. Again, no social media. But I didn't like a lot of these questions, especially sometimes, you know, when we were a Super Bowl winning team, Super Bowl caliber team, we lose to Steve's team. They were 0-11. I think Paul Justin was the quarterback. You remember him, Steve?
Yep.
He got a fabulous day. They beat us.
Sure did.
Everybody leaves the locker room. Hey, I stood there because I remember what Lee told me. Lee said, "These people don't write the headlines. The people who write the headlines are not here."
How was that again?
Stay there, do the interview, and you can control the headline. You can tell them what happened. You can say everything.
So you control your own narrative.
Absolutely.
Come on, boy.
Even if they don't write it, I'm on record saying something that I can go home and sleep with. But if I leave it to them, I can't be mad at them. And for Giannis to do that, to me, it was a bad look. It was. Because I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be just as hard on him as I'm going to do the quarterback in Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Cam Newton.
You have to treat the media with respect. They'll treat you with respect. And the ones that don't treat you with respect, you don't have to talk to them. But after a game, the young lady who did the stories, D, what's her name?
Malika Andrews.
Yeah, I didn't think
she asked.
Who
everybody's been
nothing.
Slamming on social media ever since.
Why is
she don't deserve
her?
It.
Killing her.
She don't deserve it. Hey, I don't think that she has nothing out of the question. And Jen up, nothing out of the question.
No, we know what you're talking about, cuz.
We're going to have Giannis and who's the owner that's taking control next year?
Lazary.
We're going to have Lazary and Giannis go with Beaufort and Bill to eat.
Ooh. Now we're talking.
From 6 to 9, get a burger and some beer and say, you know what?
That's Sport Club, 750 North Jefferson.
About this Supermax. You know, I don't know about what somebody in my family member said. Maybe they did. I don't even care. But I want to stay here, so let's get this thing done. And guess what? I ain't going nowhere. I believed in this organization. I believe in everything y'all stand for. And I remember that I read something on social media, at Leap 36. Mm-mm. They lost to the Cowboys in a championship game, came back the next year and won it all. Maybe this is our time to grow. I'm not going to get in the way of that. And let's keep it moving.
Okay.
There it is.
Mm. What color the Bucks? They got like 20 colors. What color my Kool-Aid? What?
Green and cream.
Green and cream.
That's what it is.
Kool-Aid.
How's it tasting? Good?
Mm-hmm.
Good, because it might need a little bit more sugar after that loss in game 6.
I'm very proud of this team. Mm.
Okay. Well, we'll get into that later on. There's time for you to
you
be proud
still
later on.
Wear your Fear the Deer shirts. No. Y'all still,
not
hey,
today.
Listen.
Be sad
we are
today.
Still relevant. You're 60 wins, number one seed, didn't work out fine. But we can still be proud of your team.
Hit that song.
Stop it.
I heard on NBA radio, they were talking about the fact that the Bucks collapsed in the playoffs.
I'm all right with that with 4 straight losses.
Collapse is the right word?
I can entertain it. It's better than choked. Which one you want? Choked or collapse?
That's the people who don't know.
I don't
know.
Play no name games like
that's
that.
The people who
you're don't not doing know. Any of that stuff?
No, because I kept telling people I ain't looking for a sweep. I just want to go to the next round.
Leroy, they got your ball
but
in,
sometime,
though. That one time when Steve was standing up waving and stuff.
Yeah, they wanted the green booms and all that.
Well, got you make a prediction.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, Spark Dog got you.
Steve told people I don't step. What'd you say, Steve? I don't step out like that or something.
Well, you normally don't, but he got you.
He
no,
got
bro,
you.
I didn't
he
say
got
he,
you, though.
Yeah, I didn't say he was going to sweep.
Did.
New,
you remember that
he
did.
Yep,
he got
I heard
him.
It.
He got you.
We checked the tape.
You wasn't even here, Billy.
Yeah, he
we
was.
We can check the tape.
Were you here?
Check the tape.
I don't remember.
Can I just say we almost passed up an opportunity to play this?
Hey, Scam Newton jersey on Bear Bryant's statue.
I mean, we almost missed an opportunity to hear from Alan Dadeville. The
so
Cam
gotta
Newton
hear,
jersey.
We got to hear Scam Newton, cuz.
I'd rather hear about Dean Murray, though.
Well, I mean, we always want to hear about Dean Murray, bro. We talked around that all day long.
Oh, my God.
Did you know? I think this is a true story. Bart Starr went to Alabama.
Yes, he did.
I think Cherry went to Auburn. His
ooh,
wife.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
You
look
that's
that
up? A great story. Let me find
yeah,
that.
I think
how did they get along?
Right? I think she went to Auburn.
Because nice. That would have been in the heat.
What?
Oh, wow.
How did Barstar get that cutie pie?
Yeah, I think she went to Auburn.
They probably was upset.
Yeah, I mean.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Who am I talking about, Baby Charles? Right?
Dean Murray in the Jewelry Center.
Yeah. Not Dan Richards. Nah.
Dean's birthday was just last week. Leroy,
did
you give him
I didn't know.
Did you give him a watch?
Happy birthday.
You should give him a watch.
I think he got a lot of watches.
Star's high school sweetheart, Cherry, was planning to attend Auburn.
Oh, okay.
And Star wished to attend a college closer to her. Star changed his mind and committed to the University of Alabama.
So
they would be closer together because he was looking at going to the University of Kentucky.
So where did she go?
So she did go to Auburn.
She did go to Auburn.
Did go to Auburn.
That's hard. It's a lot of people in Kenosha, their family, Chicago, and the other side's Packers, so I'm sure it happened.
It's a lot. Dean Murray's birthday was last week. I don't know if you guys
happy birthday, Dean.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, he's going to do
he
it.
He looks good, too.
He's going to celebrate all month long.
Oh,
so you guys
nice.
Got plenty of time to go by there and wish Dean Murray a happy birthday. Guys, you go by there today, really before the end of this month, and you wish Dean Murray a happy birthday and get a something special off your purchase at the Jewelry Center. That's the Jewelry Center, 76 and Layton Plaza. In Brookfield, off Blue Mountain Road, in Tri-City National Bank Building, and a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, go check my good friend Dean Murray out today.
Don't worry about the rain.
For all
either.
The great, 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 beautiful deals.
Yeah, don't worry about the rain. You can just go to Shop TJC right on your phone.
Oh, the rain.
It's perfect. Not the rain.
No.
No, he was telling me
rain
not to
rain. Is the same.
Rain. Right. Depends on where you're at, Leroy.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're down south. If you're down south.
South.
S-O-U-F.
Yes.
Don't worry about the rain.
Yeah. Just get it to me.
WRANG.
Yep, just go to shoptjc.com. They got you.
This it's RAIN.
That's what this one is?
Yeah, rain.
That one. That's the, what the difference is for these?
Can you stand the rain?
Can you
that's the jam.
Stand the rain?
New edition with Johnny Gill.
Y'all guys are crazy. I don't even know where to go from that, so I'm just going to hit a break. We'll talk later. No. Wendy's Big Show live, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM in the radio.com app.
I didn't know
Big
you
Show
were
in the state with two foreign Packers.
Hey, Gaspipe is here. Gaspipe is
gas pipe.
Here. Old Gaspipe is here.
That's the stupidest name of all time.
Gaspipe or Lasky?
Gaspipe.
Old Gaspipe.
Old Gaspipe.
He does put the gas in the pipe,
bomb,
though.
Yeah, pipe
bomb. It was pipe bomb, but somebody tweeted out that he loves Gaspipe on the station.
Oh,
and then good old KS had a tweet at him and told him that's not his nickname, dude. It's Pipe Bomb.
Pipe Bomb.
Not Gaspipe. Yeah,
why y'all call him Pipe Bomb? Y'all remember?
That was a Tim Allen thing.
Just, oh, okay. It went with Polish. Yeah, so we called him the Polish Pipe Bomb, and then we kind of just dropped the Polish.
The Polish Pipe Bomb.
Polish Pipe Bomb. That's my Jeff guy. Orlowski.
I like Jeff Orlowski.
That made my day. He's
He really.
Do you like him more now after Arizona?
Yeah.
Did you think you were going to?
Huh?
Did you think that you were going to like him more after Arizona?
No, I really didn't. I'm going to choke. I almost crushed that. I'm about to choke this joker out while we're down.
He's funny, man.
Maybe
he's funny. He's one of those funny people. Like, you don't know he's being funny, but he's funny.
Because when we found out that he was coming with us, it was like right in the heat of the Mike McCarthy show.
Yeah, man. I hope I had choked this joke out one night. I'm out there drinking the nip-nip. He's drinking nip-nip. Then we just his own like Donkey Kong.
Because he loves Mike McCarthy.
And I thought
J.O. loves Mike McCarthy.
But
the best thing happened because I think Mike McCarthy got fired before we left, so it kind of squashed
all
that.
Well before.
So it squashed all that nonsense, you know, so it never came up.
They got Matt LaFleur.
Right.
He almost killed us in the car. It was
from
pretty much.
All, I just had to worry about my life. That's all. Like, maybe he just, but if he's going to kill all of us, you know. Then he was talking about the insurance money he was going to get from his wife if he did get killed. So I figured I knew he was going to kill me because I know he want to hold out on that.
He wants to try to hold out and see if he can outlast.
Yeah, he's going to hold out on that. So.
You guys are crazy.
I know. We was all good.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. This is Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. Let's go out to Mike. He's on the south side of Milwaukee. He's up on the fan. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. Yeah, the gas pipe guy, that was a mafia guy during the Gotti days.
That's a gas pipe?
Yeah, that was the guy.
I thought he lived in Denver.
They never called him that to his face, though.
So. Oh, okay. Who is this?
Brooks Center Lane.
This is Mike?
This is Mike.
Oh, yeah, this is my guy, Mike.
Mike with the chocolate lab.
The who?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Mike with the chocolate lab, he said.
Dog. You got a chocolate lab, Mike?
Yeah, she was watching.
Oh.
Oh, how old is she?
7, catches the frisbee. So, real quick.
Wow.
Kudos Saturday.
Yeah.
The post-game show, delivering the eulogy.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
That was Anthony Mandela and Ryan Horvath.
Yeah, great job.
Yeah.
Kind of embarrassed. Sunday I called Tim Allen, kind of lost it a little bit.
Who lost it?
I did.
Mike did.
I got a little teary-eyed.
What'd you get teary-eyed for, Mike?
Well, the Bucks and, you know, Bart Starr. Well, anyway.
Just feel a little emotional.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Barkley was wrong. Don't ever bet with Barkley. Charles Barkley.
Sure.
Well, Barkley ain't had anything to do with
that. I think the biggest problem was the Bucks totally underestimated, and the fans, Toronto.
Yes.
Iowa, Packers, Denver. I mean.
Oh, Mike, why you had to bring that up? Leroy, you here? You here?
Well, I thought they underestimated Denver.
Who did?
They rolled their helmets out at Super Bowl.
Oh, Leroy, did that happen?
Yeah, he's right. It was a 14-point favorite.
And the honest study, I got no problem. After seeing these goofballs, jokers, Westbrook, Harden, Newton, you know, dressed like they just came off a Willy Wonka movie, I got no problem with him. He's a young guy. He's emotional.
But actually Cam Newton be dressed really nice, though, Mike.
He dressed nice?
Yes.
Now he does. He didn't use
that. Were three sizes too small. I guess that's a trend.
That's a trend.
Well, everybody, if I look like that, I'd wear it off.
Yeah, I wear that,
with you,
Mike.
I'm with you, Mike. I'm not wearing any of that stuff.
I wear it.
Appreciate the call, buddy.
That's it?
Yeah.
You got a V shape.
Is Mike still talking?
Yeah.
He just
wants to talk to Sparky.
What's up, buddy?
Go ahead.
If I would have thought that Iowa set up, I would have turned the car around, dumped him at Great America, Nothing but happy kids for 2 days, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
The issue was driving into the state of Iowa. That was the issue.
They were happy kids until about 4:30 on Sunday, 5 o'clock. That's when all hell broke loose.
You can't compare that. Little Logie, Steve, well, I can't call him Logie.
We play one game. Our game started one night at 11:30.
But see, that's okay. So I'm in the hotel
parking
lot.
It had rained all day.
Correct.
So it's a fluid situation.
So for those that have ever played in Cooperstown in that week-long tournament, you're guaranteed like 7 games.
Oh, yeah.
And if it rains, you play in the middle of the night.
All night long. They tell you that going up,
right.
Going in.
I could have a midnight game. Mm-hmm. I could have a 1 a.m. game. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to play in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So I was texting our coach. I'm like, just tell them do what they do at Cooperstown. And they're so worried about the rain. We have no rain all night.
Right.
So just tell them, all right, whoever wants to play, we'll play through the night.
Exactly.
Championship game may be at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. And we'll be done before the storms come in. They didn't obviously do that. And I still don't know if they actually finished. But like I said, one side of that complex in Dubuque, the river ran over whatever the stream was.
It rained everywhere.
It kind of shut down the one whole side of the complex. So,
guy that was running was probably a Grinnell graduate. No wonder he screwed it all up. Let's go out to Ram on the north side in Milwaukee. Ram, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, everybody in the studio today. I hear Leroy in the background. And Leroy, you got married?
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, Ram. I appreciate it, my brother.
Good looking girl, too, man. Good looking young lady.
Happy life, happy wife.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time. And my boy GE and his Sparky back there. I'm going to say this, but I took the first lane. Oh, other thing.
What's
no
that?
Tight clothes, bro.
Huh? All
right, can't do that.
What?
But I heard last call talk about the fashion that Cam Newton to wear. Can't do that one, bro. But,
okay.
I'm going to say this.
Say that.
When Reggie White came to the Packers.
Yes.
Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
What was the feeling that year? Which I won the Super Bowl, because that's what the Bucks need. They need a statistical. Mm-hmm. I call it a statistical impact player.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need. When Oscar came to the Bucks won the title. When Ray Allen and Garnett.
See
went
now,
to Boston,
now that's what they need right there, Ram. They need a Ray Allen.
Yeah,
that's what they need.
Right, I totally agree. But I'm just saying, you look Shaq. When Shaq got with Kobe, they won 3. When LeBron and Bosh went down there, so. Mm-hmm. Giannis needs that.
Yeah, and it
don't exist right now.
No, so they need Klay Thompson, is what you're saying.
Klay not coming, but it's somebody else. Yeah. Somebody on that level. You know, mm-hmm. I'm gonna say this about Bledsoe. I think Bledsoe's a good guard, but he's minding more like a Bruce Bowen, but shorter.
Let me ask you this, because we haven't done this, and we've been kicking it around. Would you take Tobias Harris over Middleton?
All day. All day.
Yeah, and I wouldn't. I'd still take Middleton.
We need to do that, Steve.
Check this out.
Because they both contracts are up, right? Both of their contracts are up.
Both free agents, yes.
We need to do that tomorrow.
Is it the free agents?
Huh? It's
a lot of goods on that free agent list.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of good players. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is Leroy and Gary, now we're talking about technicians.
Talking about?
People that can do scoring. You need scoring in the player. You got to be able to score in the half court. And I like his. Y'all don't like Jimmy Butler because people say he got attitude.
He may
but he's a competitor,
up.
Though.
He may tear it up.
He got the best attitude. But, Jordan didn't have a great attitude either. He beat people up. I think he punched Steve Kerr in the nose. So those guys are on a different level. But I'm just saying what Giannis need right now. I know we all saw it. You need scoring, man. I mean, you need that junkyard dog.
But he had a scorer with him. Thanks for the phone call, bro. If he had a scorer with him, then he wouldn't need to do as much.
Correct.
Well, that's the Jimmy Butler types. You need a veteran that can
he
put
would.
It down.
I mean, would Jimmy Butler that goes fit into back, the butthead?
That goes back to what you're saying, Steve.
Yep.
But
I don't know if Middleton has another level. But
no, I don't see it. I think
that's
Middleton,
just it.
I think Middleton is what he's in. You're going to pay him $35 million for that.
Middleton was on the number one team that went wire for wire.
You can't, and lost in game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
And he did all the guys y'all talking about, he's better than all those.
Leroy.
He's better than Jimmy Butler.
Leroy, listen.
Jimmy Butler's watching.
He is watching. You're right.
They
lost to that team, too. Mm-hmm. They lost to the team just like Middleton's team lost. But let me ask you this. Do you think Chris Middleton played well in that series?
I think Chris Middleton did everything possible.
He's sweating again.
Stop.
He did.
Stop, man.
He had 6 points in one of the games.
Come on,
okay,
Roy.
But
he had 6 points.
When you play a series like this, I don't understand why people expect for him to be. Now, if he scored 30 every game and Giannis would score like 15, would you guys would have been happy?
No.
Right. So he's in a catch 22. He can score 26.
He the scored game that 30 lost, and they got blown out.
Right. But it still wasn't enough. He scored 30.
Well, that's because Giannis didn't go with him.
But let's stick to cash.
And again, he stole 30.
Let's just stick to what Steve's saying. He didn't play
That's an outlier there, though, Roy. And Giannis didn't go with him.
Right.
But Giannis has to. Here's the thing. Bottom line. Okay. If you want to bottom line Giannis, let's bottom line it. He then has to have his scoring average that he had during the regular season. He can't go backwards.
Agreed.
He
can't. Okay? All three of them, though.
Right.
Yeah. All three of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but especially Giannis.
Sure, I agree.
Especially him. He can't go back. How about that?
Yeah,
can't
I
go
like
back.
That one.
Agree. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you what
Put that in your gas
I'm
going to
tell you what Brett Favre said on the plane coming back from Dallas.
Did you win or lose?
This is after a loss.
Okay.
That's why I believe
they were
in
Dallas, he said. What did you think happened?
Listen.
Jeez.
Wow. Sorry.
But stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused.
Sorry. Sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell you what Brett Favre said.
Sorry.
And the reason why we got a ring.
Shh.
Okay?
That's your boy.
What did he say?
Brett Favre said the reason we can't get to this level isn't because, you know, certain side pieces. Oh, we need all these pieces. Me, you, and Reggie. That's how we're going to get this.
See?
That's what he said.
You're right.
He didn't bring up, he could have said Brian Williams. He could have said Tyrone Williams. He could have named all these. Yeah. No.
Yeah, he
I said,
you're
right. We got to play better in these big games. They're average players. They're good players, but these are Hall of Fame types. We got to play. And you know what? The light went off. You know I love Despicable Me. Light bulb. And that's it.
I like Despicable Me, too.
Better. When your top guy is dragging everybody along,
you just do.
Again, and the difference is the reason why I'm telling you this, y'all pick out the game he scored six.
I didn't pick out any game.
I'm just saying. And I picked out the game he scored 30, and it still wasn't enough. So my thing is this:
you guys got to go with him.
He has to leave because no one wants to pay him. Middleton, go. I want people.
He might.
You know what? Trade Bledsoe, too. People would love that contract. Open it up and try to go get your max player that fits.
You can't. So if you
do that.
No, you can't.
Well, that's
can we look at that tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll get into that
Why
tomorrow.
Why not? Let's
can we look
create
at that?
A way he can get another player.
Let's look at that.
And another player with the money, because y'all don't like Bledsoe.
Let's look at
like
that.
Let's look at
Tobias Harris. I want to know the
I like
the
Tobias Harris.
Prevailing thought on that. Tobias Harris.
I don't want to give him no max, though.
Middleton.
Tobias Harris or Chris Middleton?
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to get him a max.
Tobias Harris, you're going to have to get him a max?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who would you rather get a max to?
Middleton. He's earned it.
Is that Vernon in a dump truck?
I don't know.
He's not. Talk about the Deer District, man.
Shop the Milwaukee Bucks Pro Shop at the Fiserv Forum for all of the latest Bucks merchandise. You can also shop anytime online at shop.bucks.com.
That's your friend, man.
The Deer District is a place to be there all year round. So even though the Bucks are done playing, doesn't mean you stop going downtown, right? Enjoy the Beer Garden, which is awesome. They got shuttles and two from the baseball games, too. Plaza, bars, and restaurants. The Deer District will also feature special events, including outdoor movies on the big screen and a series of fitness classes that are all free. Plus, this Wednesday, tomorrow, starts free live music in the Beer Garden. Each Wednesday this summer from 5 until 8 o'clock, enjoy live local music. Go to DeerDistrict.com for more details. Plus, guided tours of the Fiserv Forum are now available. Get a behind-the-scenes look and learn more about the Milwaukee Bucks.
It'll be crowded tomorrow.
Go to Bucks.com/Fiserv Forum Tours. Bucks season tickets for the 2019-20 season are now available as well. Go to Bucks.com for details there. Here are some of the great benefits you can count on with your full season membership for next season. Access to a dedicated account service representative from our NBA award-winning team. Priority renewal seating. Playoff priority seating. That's a big thing if this team's going back to the playoffs, which I think most think they are. Access to exclusive member events, exclusive savings offers, and access to exclusive member areas only for members within certain seating locations. Again, that is the Deer District. They'll be there all summer long, and you will be as well because it's a cool place to hang out.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. We're always here 2 to 6 right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. Here's something to cluck about. Wendy's Made to Crave menu now includes delicious chicken options. So upgrade those basic go-tos with the new avocado BLT, sausage bacon chicken, and barbecue chicken sandwiches today. Available now at participating restaurants.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Sparky, Baby Tausch, Billy Schmidt, Gary Ellerson, and the Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. Reminding you right now, at Wendy's, you can enjoy a delicious Frosty at Wendy's for only 50 cents. Five dimes, couple of quarters, however you want to do it. Whether you like chocolate or vanilla Frosties, you can eat it any way you want. You can use your fingers like Leroy does. You can use a spoon. You can use one of the delicious cookies they have there, or maybe a French fry. Either way, just 50 cents. Hurry into Wendy's right now and treat yourself to a 50-cent small Frosty today at participating Wendy's for a limited time. And then also don't forget, if you show up in your uniform at Wendy's, you can get a free Frosty that way as well. So if your kids are playing a baseball game or something, or rugby or lacrosse or whatever sports are going on right now, and then you go to Wendy's afterwards, just show them in the drive-thru or if you go in that they're wearing a jersey and they'll give you a free Frosty.
So I have my old, like, 7th grade Whitnall Junior Falcons jersey. If I put that on, could I get a free Frosty?
Do you fit into that?
Oh, wow. Jeez.
I might give you a biggie bag. I don't. Seventh grade.
I think you're underrating how big of a kid I was.
How big were you in 7th grade?
I was a large child. Yeah, I was a large kid.
In 7th grade?
Youth, yeah.
He's not 300 pounds.
You were not 300 pounds in 7th grade.
No, I think I was 200.
Okay, well, you're not fitting into that jersey then.
Well, snuggly.
Snuggly?
Yeah. I'll do it for a free Frosty. You got to be kidding me. Milltown, part of Great Lakes Dragway. Milltown, you're on the Fan.
Where you at, Milltown?
What's up, fellas? The Fantastic Four.
Here it is.
I'm going to answer this question by saying this. Yes, the Bucks are championship level. If you make it to the conference finals, that is championship level. Mm-hmm. Would I take Middleton over Tobias Harris? Yes. On the Bucks team, Tobias Harris doesn't have a position. Just like I said with Jabari, Tobias Harris was a four on Philly. He can't play four on the Bucks. His feet is not quick enough to play three. Middleton, I think, had a good playoff series. Depends on what you want. If you want him to score, then you don't put him on Leonard, because Leonard's going to wear you down. When Brogdon starts switching, his offense suffered.
Sure
and
did.
What happened is Leonard adjusted how he played, because in the first two games, he was spent at the end. So he more cruised in the first three quarters so he could bring his team home. You're not a bad team just because you lost to a team that's better than you. Toronto was just better than us this year, and the fan base thought they wasn't because they got intoxicated by what we were doing.
Intoxicated.
And sometimes the players fall into that too, because they thought the first two games we won at home, it was all right, and they read their own press clippings. Mm-hmm. So they start getting intoxicated by what we did, and we didn't make tremendous amount of adjustments, thinking we beat Boston. But Boston is not Toronto. Toronto is better, and Leonard is one of the three best players in the league. I think he's the best two-way player in the league, period. But that's open for debate. Mm.
Appreciate the call, Milltown.
Yeah, Milltown. Look how Milltown coming real strong like that.
Right there as music gets. He's right there about Kawhi being definitely the best two-way player in the league.
Amazing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.